It's a trap, you walk right into the hate. All over a new king, that's face is just replaced. It's all the same, used to be ruled by force. And no matter who it is, he'll still carry on the torch. Just a lie, cheat, steal, half of what you make. Taxation is theft, it's time to vacate the state. Newsflash, all your cash is an IOU from killers who really do steal from you. Inflation is a weapon used by every nation who says that they're saving the world through lies. And they disguise and pass off as bravery. Well, I got news, debt is slavery. It don't matter who's madder, a new master don't matter. When they both want the same, the state don't play no games. They got you trying to survive and put you on sides and ready to kill each other. That's conquer and divide. It's all for show, all for hyper control.
Let's contact the cathedral and the spiritual realm, boy.
And we're back with another episode of Bones and Ties. We're here with you on this Tuesday in February. And we're here to give you all the news that you want to hear for the week. Before we get started on our 25 minutes of, apparently according to one person, not talking about the subject and begging you all for money.
Yeah, which you can give us at patreon.com for.
That shit.
Fuck that dude, man.
That shit made me want to throw my fucking hat. It's like, come on, dude. I was like, begging for money? We spend maybe less than a minute talking about, like, here's the thing. Would you rather have 5 minutes of commercials?
Well, that's what it's going to turn into, because the show, like, we keep getting more and more downloads, right?
Yeah.
And once we get reach a certain point, I'm going to apply for an ad roll.
Listen, we've had people contact us already about doing advertisements, and we turned them down because we wanted to keep the content pure.
Yeah. But I'm still going to keep the content how it is, and they can drop us if they want. But you know what I mean? Like,
but
put up or shut up, silly.
That shit actually makes me want to talk about our Patreon for the whole fucking episode, you know?
Send it directly to that guy.
Like, shut that guy. I'm at a loss for words for that comment, because I was thinking in my head, like, I was like, you know, lipstick on my Valentino white bag. No, I'm just joking. But it blew my mind, because I was thinking, like, we don't spend that much time on that. We don't really beg. We're like, hey, you like the show? Send us some money, you know?
If you like supporting free and independent media, boys.
Yeah, and
dick joke boys.
And the thing is, it's like, the other part was, like, it took you 25 minutes to get to the topic. I'm like, well, this must be, is this your first time here?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people stay for the rambling. They come for the topic, but they stay for the rambles.
Yeah, I mean, this must have been his first time.
Yeah, to each their own. He can go over to, I don't know, one of the other shows.
Hey, guy that left a kind of, like, you know what? I've seen mean comments. I've seen trolling comments. That one was just mean.
Well, I mean, I feel bad for him. I don't know what he's going through in his own life where he had to take time out of the day to put a shitty comment on a video, you know? Yeah,
you know, you could have just skipped to the part where we talked about the subject. Usually that's at the, like, 28-minute mark.
it's sometimes, you know, a little faster. Who knows? Whatever. Yeah. Enjoy your life. Namaste, my friend. Maybe, you know, make the ultimate sacrifice.
Donate to our Patreon, patreon.com/bonesandtubs.
Yeah.
Start with $1 a month. Keep us independent.
Multiple tiers, multiple rewards.
Because you know what the sad part is? We'll keep talking about the Patreon, but if we do an ad roll, we'll continue to talk about the Patreon then too. And that's our 1 minute plus six. So yeah.
I really don't want to do ads, honestly, but if the Patreon doesn't explode, it's going to have to happen. Because this is going to be a full-time job whether I want it to be or not, you know, yeah. One way or another.
Listen, we'll be on the streets of San Francisco pooping and doing this podcast homeless if we have to.
I mean, we're gonna make that bankroll. We're going to leave those jobs that we have to make videos about.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But yeah, so check out our Patreon. You know, you can contact us at Instagram.
Instagram.com/bonesandtubs.
You can long-form email us. We like those, too.
bonesandtubs@gmail.com.
We've had a few of you emailing us, asking for sources and stuff like that, and that's great. I love it.
Yeah, I sent them the videos.
It makes me feel good.
It created conversation.
It feels good.
We're also on Twitter at bonestubs.
Yes.
I'm actually going to delete my Facebook. I don't even get on there. It just listens to me at this point. I don't even use it.
Yeah, I tell you, one of our longtime listeners suggested a book for our book club that I have read before, and I thought this is a great book, and you guys should check it out.
Which one?
On your own time, and that's Super Sad True Love Story.
Oh, yeah, it's a good one.
You know what the saddest part about Super Sad True Love Story?
The amount of times he had to edit it because it kept coming true while he wrote the book?
Well, and not only that, when you look at it now, it's not, like, that far-fetched in the grand scheme of things.
No, it's really not. He's a He tapped into that vein.
Yeah, he did. He did some sort of seance and was able to glean into the future and see all the things that were to come.
Yeah. I've seen
by like late stage hypercapitalism meets fucking central planning.
I have gazed into the void and I know how this world will perish.
But other than that, I think when we did the show last week, they hadn't done the vote on impeachment yet.
Oh,
yeah.
The
Senate. And for those of you out there who have been hounding us to talk about that, well, there you go. They voted to dismiss, and I'm not surprised by that at all.
Raise your hand if you're shocked. I didn't think so.
I wasn't raising my hand. I was merely taking a drag from my cigarette.
No, I understand.
Yeah, okay.
You got to puff the faggot. I get it.
So, I mean, I don't know why anybody would be surprised. I honestly wish that they would have voted for it.
Yeah, just, I mean, we're collapsitarians here at the Bones and Tubs podcast because this system is corrupt. It's evil. It involves child sex, you know, human trafficking.
Yeah.
Cannibalism. It needs to be burnt the fuck out.
I feel like
with the purge.
I feel like the other thing that happened was we didn't really talk about it because it was still kind of a developing story when our last episode dropped was the debacle that was the Iowa caucus and how Mayor Pete from from Gary, you know.
Gary.
And he's they think he might win New Hampshire too.
Well, Biden keeps calling people names and bleeding and
yeah, man, he called
talking about touching kids.
Called someone like a dog faced liar or some crazy shit like that.
Pig creature, dog face, I don't know, something.
Yeah, man, it was fucking vile. Like, goddamn, I don't even think Trump would do something like that.
Grab him by the pussy, shut the fuck up.
Like, listen, yeah, Trump said has had plenty of gaffes, but he doesn't call people dog faced liars and fucking.
See, but if Biden had that juice.
Talk about loving black children rubbing his leg hairs, you know? Like,
if Biden had that juice, he would have took that comment and owned it. That's all Trump does. When he fucks up, he grabs it. And he's like, yeah, I grabbed it by the pussy.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't really like. Yeah, he doesn't like. I noticed he doesn't apologize.
Nah, apologizing is for cowards.
Is it though?
Well, I mean, when you're at that level of bravado.
Like, when you do something that you know is obviously. Yeah, okay, like. I guess, I don't know though. I don't think it's a sign of weakness to apologize when you know you've said something fucked up.
No, not for everyday people that are, you know, trying to be good human beings.
But yeah,
he's clearly an ego driven. I mean, he eats McDonald's like every day.
So what you're saying is that that man, he has like, he's what Nietzsche referred to as the what do they call it? The Ubermensch, like the,
yeah.
The above man, you know, the Superman.
He's the orange. He basically translate Ubermensch translates to orange man.
Like you think that's Diet Coke he's drinking in his can, but it's actually pure cyanide because he has transcended but the human body means nothing to him anymore. That's why it doesn't. It looks terrible.
That's why him and Hillary Clinton look exactly alike naked.
Exactly. Like he just looks like he just has to keep up appearances, so he puts on that bad tan that someone took a photo of the other day. Like Jesus fucking Christ.
Made him look like the Cowardly Lion from Wizard of Oz,
or like they look tiger. Like he put a Cheeto facial mask on. Like,
yeah, he just doesn't give a fuck.
Well, that's the thing. Like when you've surpassed the notion of actually being human, and you're on the next plane, like. Everything you do to your body is just like it's like cleaning your house or decorating. You know what I mean? Like,
right. Yeah.
You kind of lose touch. Like you forget how to actually do. Like you kind of, this is how the humans look. You
what know if what I mean? Just like, painted everything chartreuse? What if I painted the floor? You know?
Yeah.
I'm gonna paint my mirrors.
Yeah. I'm gonna do all these things because this is what humans do, right?
I'm gonna go knit a cake and then masturbate.
The humans spend multiple hours in tanning beds every day, right?
Yeah. Humans like suns.
The humans like wearing suits and ties.
Yeah. Big dick energy.
Yeah. But they're like, as David Bowie put, homo superior now, so.
Oh, yeah. You sent me down a David Bowie rabbit hole, whether you knew it or not.
Did you like that song?
Yeah. I listened to it quite a bit.
Yeah.
I was feeling some type of way.
Listen, he was in the know, man. For real.
That's good. You should tell him what song it was.
It's called Quicksand.
Yeah.
If you want to listen, really listen to it.
Yeah. Just slowly.
Listen, I've had the chorus stuck in my head for like a week now.
Yeah. That's not a sign of psychopathy. It's just
because I think
it's admiration.
He's super onto something with that whole notion in the chorus. Like,
yeah.
Like, you could, like, because, and it's definitely a jab mostly at, like, organized religion and stuff like that, because he's like, you know, they could say they know what happens, but they don't know what happens.
Right.
Yeah.
So, the last news story, I think, that we have, unless you had another one. Well, two, I should say, just two mentions. The Kabetwayo Manorfin, that bug that's floating around over in that country in Asia.
It's named after the gaseous orb that floats in the sky.
Yeah.
The Spanish word for that, anyways.
Or a beer that I don't know anyone that likes.
That Mexican beer. You know, my cousins were drinking it on vacation last year.
Ew.
I mean, I guess it's okay in a pinch.
I mean, if you're, I guess, whatever.
I mean, like, think about it. Like, is hell really like it? Say, imagine you got to hell and you're like, they're like, oh, well, you're in hell now. And they're like, you only get to drink this type of beer. And you open up the fridge and it's just full of that. Would you really like, no? And they're like, your lips will never taste or touch the sweet, sweet nectar that is Coors Light ever again.
Between that and fucking the fact that their thermostat is constantly set at 102. You know, and there's a lack of chairs. I'm going to be very upset.
Yeah, it's like you know, when I cracked open this beverage I'm drinking now, it has a French name, and it's a seltzer.
Yeah.
And I thought I'd like the flavor, but I realize now that in my mild version of hell, this would be the only flavor available to me.
You would learn to love it through Stockholm.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's, you know, repeating the same thing over and over again, expecting different results, something like that.
Right. So that... that fermented Mexican beverage bug that's floating around over there in that country,
mm-hmm.
in Asia.
Yeah.
In that province, or I should say multiple provinces now, and has flown across the world, is being tested for everywhere. They just found out yesterday that the period of time at which you can have it and share it with other people and not know you have it went from 14 days to 28 days.
Oh, that's awesome. It's also awesome that they keep virtually doubling the amount of cases of people dying from it.
Well, they have to get the numbers correct.
Or the fact that we saw yesterday that according to weather satellites and whatnot, the sulfur dioxide levels have spiked dramatically in that city.
What makes sulfur dioxide?
Basically burning or large sums of burning organic matter.
Oh, fires.
Fires from, but you have to burn organic matter, i.e.,
humans.
Well, humans, plant life, animals. Anything that is a carbon-laced life form.
Anything that likes to drink that beer, probably. Yeah,
produces sulfur dioxide.
Right. Yeah, if you can see it from space. So, keep your eyes on the streets. Yeah. I heard some interesting updates also locally to the Bones and Tubs podcast. Our local steel producer, AK Steel, you know, shout out to... whatever labor union that you know, whatever.
United Steel, I would imagine.
They had recently been acquired by another company, and then they put in another $390 million blast furnace or something to make more of the steels, right?
Mm-hmm.
And everyone that worked there was kind of confused, like, why do we need this? We're meeting, you know, our quota. I don't understand. And then after the beer got spilled over in that area.
Yeah.
Their production went up 40% in the last 2 weeks.
Are we censoring this because Pornhub took down another one of our videos again?
What did I say?
No. Just, you keep
this
using
is to
that.
Keep it. This is to keep it on the tube.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
Because I noticed a heavy S ban from the episodes with that in the title.
Oh, okay.
So we're just trying to slippy fist in there.
Yeah. So now we have to talk in some weird, weird lingo.
Yeah, it's fine.
You know.
They all know what we're talking about.
Before we get started on the subject, the other thing I want to mention was I want to start an Overwatch team, professional team.
Yeah, we're accepting applications.
We're accepting applications. We would call ourselves the Cincinnati Slippy Fists. No, it was just something we were talking about.
It'd be
about
funny yesterday. If we went to the pro league and we had like a fist with stuff dripping off of it.
It's like a goopy fist.
And then like a Skyline logo behind it.
Cincinnati Slippy Fist.
This is brought to you by those cheese conies that are irresistible.
Yeah. I have diarrhea and an excellent ad deal. If you play Overwatch, hit us up at bonesandtubs@gmail.com.
It's like we're the only team out there. Everybody else like drinks water, and they have those little hand warmers and shit. And we're drinking tall boys of Coors Light, and fucking we got five ways next to us, and we're just like...
It's like Cartman from that episode of South Park. We just have diarrhea
toilet,
while we're playing.
Toilet now!
That's a big boy.
Oh, no.
I think we're joshing around so much because of the heaviness of this topic.
Yeah, okay. So let's get on to it. Are we actually, you know,
We're gonna name it what it is.
Okay, that's cool.
Because that's gonna hit the memory hole.
How about this be, it's like, here's what I'm saying. Put that name in the title.
Yeah.
Because it's an experiment.
Yeah. We shall see. If I had known that ahead of time, I would have just used all those words, you know, instead of editing.
But okay, anyway. So today, we're going to talk and try to dissect a person.
Someone who's just hit our radar as of about 3 to 4 days ago.
Yes.
And it's seemingly blowing up amongst our circles.
We're talking about in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It has blown up. Because if you look at all the stuff for it, like the stuff I was looking through stuff, we're talking nothing posted since after the new year. This is brand fucking new.
Fresh.
Yeah. But we're going to be talking about a woman.
Somerset Belanoff.
Somerset Belanoff.
Who is Somerset Belanoff, you might ask yourself in a Google or DuckDuckGo search.
Guess what? There's a webpage.
Yeah.
Whose name is Who is Somerset Belanoff?
Yeah.
.org.
.org.
Yeah. Apparently, she is a cousin to the Queen of England.
Yes.
Great-great-granddaughter
of Rasputin.
She is a countess?
Yeah, countess of
Winich?
Witten.
Witten, that's it.
Yeah.
She
lives in a castle on an island over in Scotland.
Called Gallus.
Gallus.
Gallus Castle.
Yeah.
She is supposedly...
Reported to be
the head of the World Governing Council.
Yeah.
Which...
is a real organization.
In a different name. Has a different name now. They're using the old name of it from the 70s.
Okay.
I
found a website with World Governing Council, though.
But it's like called the Governing Council of Democracies or Western Democracies or something like that. Like, anyways. So, okay. This woman who was born in, 1953, supposedly?
56, right?
56, somewhere in there. She is, from all the resources that we have gathered, seems to be the central point of all of it. When we say all of it, I mean literally the dark cabal.
The figurehead. Yes, the queen of the Illuminati is her title.
Yes. Who supposedly met the devil.
And the age of 8. She met him twice. I don't know if you read that.
Yes. Yes, I saw that.
She met him when she was 8. And I'll tell the story real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
So she, at a young age, I believe 6 or 8, she came. They were having some sort of royal party, and all the adults were playing cards. So she comes in and sits down, and they think it's cute, and they're like, let's play with the little girl.
Mm-hmm.
And she starts wrecking that ass.
Yeah.
She starts beating them, and they're like, how did you learn to play cards? I'm like, well, I've been playing cards in this room over here. It's a hidden room. They didn't even know it was in the castle. She's the only one that knew.
Yeah.
And she'd been playing with a long-dead relative,
mm-hmm.
and then... said, he's so good. I don't know if you have his name in your notes.
No.
I didn't. If you notice on the live, I don't have my tablet because I forgot to charge it. I'm not a professional yet. We're not there.
Yeah.
But long dead relative from the 1400s had been teaching her to play cards. And she said, he's so good. He can beat the devil. And I can beat the devil too sometimes. And she was reported to meet the devil at the age of 8. And she said, I'm not impressed. And then at the age of 13, she met the devil again. And he offered her the world on a silver platter.
Uh-huh.
And she scoffed at him and said, I already own the world and a silver platter. I don't need your cheap tricks.
Yeah, supposedly she was
So she'd pull his eyes out if he didn't leave.
Supposedly she was trained by the ghosts of Glamis Castle in the dark arts. And to the point where she scoffed at the Golden Dawn, the organization that Aleister Crowley founded. And there's a story about how the road manager for Led Zeppelin... who's friends with the lead guitarist, Jimmy Page.
Oh, yeah.
I guess Jimmy Page and Somerset Belanoff knew each other very well, and they used to play games where they would try to knock each other out of a chair.
Psychic powers.
Yeah. And I guess one time they went to this house that was run by the new Golden Dawn.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently these, three old men.
Top-tier magus.
Yeah. tried to play this game with her, and at first they were winning, and then they said that the room suddenly became very cold.
She looked like she had been in distress, like they were now they were choking her.
Yeah.
And she couldn't get out of the chair because they didn't like her words that she said about the Golden Dawn. Then the room got cold and she started laughing.
And then the one man's hand shattered.
Yeah.
And all the glass in the room began to break and frost over. And she was perfectly fine. And she told them, "That's what you get for trying to strangle me,
bitch."
So she becomes the head of the World Governing Council, and I believe in 1979.
Mm-hmm.
This organization is hard to find anything on it. In fact, I'm going to say this. Beyond that initial website, who is Somerset Belanoff? It's hard to find anything.
Well, her person. Website. Or the Illuminati's public external communication.
Glam is calling.
Glam is calling. Everybody should check that out. I tried my best to pull out the audio from that. Mm-hmm. The audio we listened to yesterday. Because they've got a series of videos on there. And they're all encrypted messages of the Pied Piper. She reveres the Pied Piper.
Yeah.
And if anybody knows the story of the Pied Piper, he came about in a town that had a rat infestation.
Mm-hmm.
And he was able to sing a tune, or was it?
Piped a tune, yeah.
And it would get all the rats to follow him, and he would march them off a cliff into the ocean. And he did this service for them, and then they reneged on his payment.
Uh-huh.
So then he piped a tune to take all the town's children,
uh-huh.
And the children disappeared in that year historically.
Yeah.
No problem.
So.
But she reveres this dude. These videos, they have like the Pied Piper said, what was it, 730 years ago?
722 years ago.
722 years ago, on this day, we lost all the children. And she goes on to like talk shit about the parents for being negligent. Basically, kind of a nod at like, it's the parents' fault that we're able to get these kids into these, sex trades. And
these negligent children.
Right. And
or negligent parents, sorry.
Yeah.
Not negligent children.
And they shift the blame not on the people that are doing these sexual or cannibalistic or sacrificial acts upon the children, but they shift the blame on the parents, and that's fucking gross.
Yeah. There's also there's a lot of weird videos and things on that.
They had like
calling website.
We were talking yesterday as we listened to it, and we wanted to take the audio and then reverse it because a lot of the you could hear in the background. There were these conversations going on, and it sounded like something like a ritual.
Yeah.
Or some kind of code in some of them. And then you hear children screaming, and it's like over top of it, they're playing Beethoven.
Yeah.
Or what were some of the other ones? Was it Mozart was one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they played Mozart's Requiem over one of them, which is his last piece. It was a death march.
Yeah, so we thought we were in the juice. We were going to add it. It was going to be super long, and everybody could hear it backwards. And it's terrifying. So that's a glamis calling. Was it .com?
Yeah.
She also supposedly is the site owner for the Bohemian Grove.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if you knew this, but I've been hip to Bohemian Grove since about 2008.
Yeah.
Which is right when Alex Jones put out that documentary.
Mm-hmm.
If you look up the website's history,
mm-hmm.
It's been around since 2000.
Yeah.
You go to it now, and it says something along the lines of, "This website is closed until some event in 2020 per," and it's got her name, Somerset Belanoff.
Really?
Right. But if you go back in time with the, I think they call it a snapshot of like where the website has been.
Yeah.
In 2008, it was a porn site.
Huh.
So it had just been recently reacquired.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, Somerset Belanoff.
So, there's some crazy-ass stories about her. There was the one where, back when she first took over the World Governing Council, she reorganized it with an upper chamber and a lower chamber, the upper chamber being made exclusively of old monarchy families, like we're talking barons and counts and shit like that, and they were really the controllers, while the lower chamber was influential people whose families had only come up in the last couple hundred years through trade and merchants. And
were they more public face with the lower chamber?
Yeah. And I guess when she took over, there was a big like insurrection kind of thing, like they were against her and all that. And apparently they were going to have her assassinated. and she called them out in open about the assassination plot, and then told 12 of them to climb the Tower of London and then jump off, right? And then the other six, there was 18 men. She had 12 of them climb the tower and jump off and leap to their deaths. And the other six shot themselves.
Hmm.
And she remarked, when the men were jumping off the tower, 12 lords a-leaping. I'd say, like, they're, and they've, like, on the website, they try to explain, like these, there's certain things. Like, the first thing I got was, I think the first time they tried a coup. There was another time they tried a coup, and this is much later. This is in 2018.
Yeah.
It says, three high-profile banking magnates were found in Ventura County. All were delegates attached to the Wet and Lower Chamber and were from wealthy banking families. The three were allegedly aligned with a so-called rogue faction within the Lower Chamber opposed to Miss Belanoff's agenda. According to sources in Luxembourg, the murdered men are suspected of attempting to sabotage Miss Belanoff's private jet. In early February 2018, Miss Belanoff was preparing to fly to her vacation home in Suriname when she noticed that what she described as an abnormality in the pitch of her plane's engines as it idled on the runway. She immediately instructed her pilot to shut down the jet's engines in order to complete checkup on her Gulfstream G65OER. A thorough review of the luxury jet's mechanical systems revealed that the plane had taken off that day. It would have likely exploded in midair.
Right.
So basically, the rest of this goes on to say that these three men
were all found at a rail yard, weren't they?
Well, first they were arrested in New York.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, jump ahead.
then they, for whatever reason, all three of them were let go.
Yeah.
Right. And then they were found 4 days later, in Ventura County, California, run over by a train. And with multiple, we're talking like they were beat the fuck up.
Beat the fuck up and shot, weren't they? Or stabbed?
Yeah. And they also were set on the train tracks, like, to really just.
We're going to kill the shit out of you.
Yeah. I mean, and this is, so it said, according to Ventura County Sheriff's Department.
They even had the three Sheriff's County or Ventura County Sheriff's Office release forms. And it had, like, the sheriff's logo and showed their face and talked about the initial report to police and the police findings and all that. Like, uber legit.
Yeah. They actually also had, it said something about how when they found on the corpses, they found postcards with Glamis castle on them.
Yeah.
So I guess when this happened, there was a post made on the page, or when it was about to happen. And it read, it just put all towers and stations. Project Abel Wolf is concluded. On the 4th of May, the Hounds of Havoc overtook their prey. Three traitorous delegates, their souls released, were placed on cold steel rails to wait the 115. Many thanks to the Lord Chaos for the butchery was exquisite. And a fine example provided to all. Debate is required. Respectful dissent is allowed, and treachery is a death sentence. And apparently the reference to the 115 is the name of the commuter train that ran them over. And then there's also another tie to something us in the States would probably know a little bit better. So the people wondered, how the hell did they get out of that jail in Brooklyn, right?
Yeah.
Well, apparently they tie this to Gambino crime boss Frank Cali.
Yeah, who just recently was shot to death.
Yes.
Not recently, I guess, but not that long ago.
They think that he got them released, right? Because he was part of their thing. And they, I guess, supposedly... according to the site, people have talked to members of La Cosa Nostra and have found that they did not like Miss
Belanoff.
Belanoff. I could have said a different name. They did not like Miss Belanoff's interference in the underworld.
Right.
Okay. So apparently this was posted on Glamis Calling right before Frank Cali was killed. Mr. Cali's important date is approaching. We will need to implement Operation Romeo Hammer. This needs to be brutal in public.
Hmm.
And we all know Frank Cali was shot in front of his house,
yeah,
very publicly.
Fake accident. Some dude would rear-ended him or something.
Yeah, and even the police at the time, I do remember this, the police at the time did say that, like, they didn't think that it was mob-related.
Right. Although the guy fucking rear-ended him. And when they got out, he apologized and he leaned into the car and shot him.
Yeah.
Like, that's, I don't know.
So, And then there's a lot more stuff, and a lot of it has to do, some of it has to do with her daughter.
Ah, yes.
Who supposedly runs a cannibal cafe in California.
Now, if you go to your search engine of choice that isn't Google, preferably DuckDuckGo, not a sponsor, DuckDuckGo.com, and you type in people are meat, it'll bring up on the top search a website, people are meat. It's either peoplemeat.com or .org. You click it, and it leads you to a WordPress login page. And it gives you instructions on how you are to log and access that page. And then come back to that page and, you know, log in that way. But it's supposedly a restaurant. Was it California? Uh-huh. And in the lower levels of this restaurant, subterranean levels, they have blood sport for the, like, the death. Uh-huh. And you have the observers who are top tier, upper echelon cannibals. In these circles, the Illuminati or whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. And so then they put on this blood sport event. The people are reported to be using like weapons of all kinds of blades, ropes, hammers, all kinds of just gruesome shit.
Yeah.
And then whoever wins is allowed to come to the table.
Yeah.
And then they eat the motherfuckers that they killed.
Huh.
Yeah.
Eh.
So she's supposed to be the head of this. Her Somerset Belanoff's daughter is supposed to be the head and owner of this restaurant.
Now, if you go into your favorite preferred search engine and you type in the name Somerset Belanoff, it will produce one picture.
Black and white photo with strange eyes.
You go to the page, who is Somerset Belanoff, and they have the staff of the World Governing Council. And if you do a simple Google search of those images, mm-hmm. you'll find that the only place you could find those images is on that page.
Right.
So they do not exist anywhere else.
No, they don't.
So the question about all this is it sounds awfully convenient.
Well, it's clean in a way.
It is clean. It's cleaner to think this, like...
But it's not super clean. But because a few of their staff were found with reverse imaging. Check out the Max Egan video. You know, mm-hmm. we're both on the fence with everything all the time. That's why our logo is Question Everything. But Max Egan points out that some of these staff members are Instagram models. One of them was an Instagram model, mm-hmm. and one of them was a fucking actress. Right? Sorry. So I don't take your juice.
No, no. The thing is, because this is, I feel like once we've laid out this plot, this plan, we need to begin to dissect it.
Yes.
Now, okay. So when we first got this info, listen, I'll be the first to admit, it blew my fucking mind.
Yeah, my inner guinea pig noises were off the chain.
Like, we're sitting there just absolute shock, especially like the Glamis is Calling stuff.
Yeah, everybody needs to go to Glamis is Calling and check out those videos.
Check it out. Because, like, check it out for yourself.
This is what'd you say? This is either the most legitimate LARP. Because I forget how you put it.
I put it basically like this. I said, it's kind of a catch 22.
Mm.
I was like, it's either legit because you can't find this information anywhere else. I was like, or is it it's a class A LARP because you can't find it anywhere else.
And if it is a LARP, then it's the most top tier LARP I've ever seen.
Because think about this. Think about this with things that are extant when it comes to evidence and proof. When we talk about 9/11, mm-hmm. right? We have proof.
Proof
that there's something to question there. When you think of 5G,
yeah,
there's proof of that.
Everything has a rabbit hole that you can go down that has proof.
Here's the thing. Yeah, okay. This rabbit hole seems way too clean. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I said until this morning, I was still at 50-50. Which is highly strange for me. Normally, by the time we get ready to do a show, I've already figured it out in my head.
I've been 50-50 the whole time because, like, it smells too sterile, too perfect. Like, to be able to, like...
They're referencing things like hacking this particular woman, Somerset Belanoff's email. Like, if this bitch has the juice that she's reported to have and she's an iron-fisted ruler of the Illuminati and you hack her fucking email...
You're dead.
You're a fucking dead man.
Yeah, first of all, like, let me... Yeah, because here's the thing, and this is where you were 50-50. I think I was probably 60-40 from the get, because I was like, it just seems too clean.
I compared myself to David Duchovny with an irrational porn addiction and just wanting it to be true.
Yeah, you want it. And that's a thing. Like, and I think like it, cause it's a, and it leads me to believe not only could it more likely be a LARP, it's a PSYOP.
Oh, yeah.
Because it feeds into everything you want it to be.
And like Max Egan put it, everybody wants there to be a figurehead, somebody that you can place the blame on, right? Even though for fucking years we've had evidence and we've done shows on child sex abuse,
yeah,
fucking cannibalism, all to do with the royal families, the fucking government.
It seems too perfect. Like, it would be one person pulling all the strings.
They're trying to take that collective interest that's growing on this Epstein, on the tail of this Epstein thing, right? And they're trying to point it in a direction that doesn't exist.
It's a false rabbit hole. I believe.
Back to those pictures that you were talking about.
Yeah.
The ones that weren't an Instagram model or an actress, you can go to a website called thispersondoesnotexist.com. And every time you hit the refresh page, it creates a new face.
It's an algorithm that creates fake faces.
They even have blemishes, like inconsistencies. You can go to Google or whatever search engine you choose that's not Google. DuckDuckGo is a good example again. And type in top 100 copyright-free AI faces. And the odd thing is they come up, they're all, and you can pick gender. It's kind of bigoted because there's only two genders, but you can pick gender, race, and all this stuff, and then it generates faces that you can use for things like crisis actors.
Here's the thing: if this person was real, right?
Considering
how long we've rolled in conspiracy circles, how are we only finding out about this woman in 2020?
Right. Well, that's the funny thing too. A lot of these websites, Glam is Calling, reports to have posts all the way back to fucking 2006, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Like a while, but you can backdate posts on WordPress. The website wasn't registered until last year.
Exactly.
The fucking Who is Somerset Belanoff website wasn't registered until last year or the year before.
And then here's the thing. There, from the beginning, I was skeptical simply because like certain things, if they're saying, okay, well, she used to do interviews back in the day.
Right.
Produce links to those interviews.
Yeah, because they link interviews to magazines that no longer exist.
Yeah, so I guess it's really convenient that you can't pull those articles.
Right.
Another thing is, when we're talking about people with that much power, I don't care how much power you actually have, there is nobody that goes that long without people knowing. First of all, having only one photo of the person.
Right. Well, I don't know.
That's horseshit.
I don't know if I agree with that part because I mean, we talked about like the puppet masters, right? Or the publicly perceived puppet masters. If you want to refer to their lingo, the lower chamber.
Yeah.
Our politicians, our fucking corporate leaders, all this shit, the people we see on a day-to-day basis, they're the ones we want to believe are in control.
Mm-hmm.
But we all know there are people that we've never seen before that are fucking hiding behind the scenes doing this shit.
But think
old money.
I think about, like, we know who the Rothschilds are.
Right.
We know who the Rockefellers are. And here's the thing, and this is where I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to throw a whole monkey wrench in this Somerset Belanoff thing, is someone with that much power, we would know who they are because human ego is a motherfucker.
Yeah. She would be out there philanthroping or something.
Exactly. I mean, even like scumbags like Jeffrey Epstein, we all knew who he was before he didn't kill himself.
Right.
Okay, he didn't
kill himself.
We know who Ghislaine Maxwell, known sex trafficker.
They all travel in these circles. They all want to be paraded. I can't shake the feeling that there are people that we've not heard of
before. You're right.
And that's what originally hooked me with this story.
But I think the deep state and the cabal, I just don't think it's as simple as saying there's one person in charge of all of it. Because I've said from the beginning that these groups who control everything, they're not one part of one autonomous organization. Right. They all have their own factions that they rule from, mm-hmm. right? And the thing is, and that's exactly why I say human ego drives a stake in them being controlled by one group, because there's no way, like, take for example, like when you've come to a position of power, like when you're a Rockefeller or a George Soros type, are you really going to submit to somebody else?
I think that these roundtables that they create justify, because you know there's going to be a Game of Thrones style scenarios with these families, because there's way too many royal families and all the royal families are related, and underneath them you have the money families.
Mm-hmm.
They're all warring in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
They're all in disagreement of how it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to form these round tables, and it's just, it's a pyramid for real. You know what I mean?
I just don't think there's anybody at the top, though.
No, but I think that there is a constant power struggle in one way or another.
Yeah. And I think, like,
to be the one.
And that's the thing. Like, you look at all this stuff for Glamis's calling, and I wanted to believe it. And I think that's what makes me think it was some sort of psyop.
Oh, like, yeah.
Well, very well orchestrated, well organized. But here's the thing, champ. I wasn't born in 2020. You know, I was born all the way back in 1986. And I've been on the conspiracy train for over a decade now. You can't sit here and fucking tell me that this person has walked the earth and done all this shit and we didn't know who the fuck they were. Or at least their known associates. Like, the World Governing Council, or the fact that, like, this bitch is a countess. Like, all these things, like, and I'm not, like, here's the thing. And I'm not trying to say, like, I'm not trying to discount conspiracy. These things exist.
Oh,
these,
absolutely.
These things are extant. But this woman is a fabrication.
Yeah. I mean, her face, I don't know where it originally came from because the original post was that website. But the fact that you have, for instance, who is SomersetBellanoff.com or .org? They have a post at the top of the screen, or it might be one of the first page, the links you click,
yeah,
where it talks about their struggle. And you can identify that if they're a real organization trying to shed light. Like,
yeah,
they were one of the people on staff were mailed a phone, much like the Matrix.
Yeah.
You know, you get a phone and it tells you, like, hey, we want these people removed from your roster. We'll shut your shit down.
Yeah.
So they didn't do it. They told them to eat a dick. Their site got shut down, allegedly.
Because
they took the names out, their site came back up. But then, like, you look at their list of people, and all the ones with plain, there's like plain gray or tan backgrounds. Those are AI generation.
Yeah.
Go to those websites we told you about, the free or copyright free 100 AI faces. You'll see the same backgrounds.
You can't.
Like, you're full of shit.
Yeah.
And then the debunking articles are even more full of shit because, like, the fucking Rothschild guy. They use a guy with the last name Rothschild or created someone with the last name Rothschild to play off the fact that he wasn't a Rothschild, to say that he discounted the story and said it was fake because he did a Google search and couldn't find anything.
Mm-hmm.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
It's such a top-tier troll that I've never seen one like it before.
Which leads me to believe that it is a professional job.
Yeah.
We're talking,
they touched on a lot of real shit.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. They did a great way of, like, of linking a lot of things together, right? And it's like they filled a proverbial void that we've all wanted, which was that there was somebody.
We know there's an enemy, but who is the enemy?
Who's the spider at the center of the web, right?
Who's the one we have to kill?
When in reality, like, I think the real thing is that there is no spider at the center of the web. You know what I mean?
Right.
We get caught. We're just flies in the web, but there's more than one spider.
That's where I will remain David Duchovny forever, because I feel that there is some force, whether it's in this plane or not, there, like, is a force that is driving this whole child machine.
I challenge anybody out there, if there is, in fact, an extant scanned copy of one of these articles where she was interviewed.
Yeah, for sure. Send us anything.
Send it to us. It better be real. I swear to God. Might as well just send us the original copy, because I'm not really going to believe it either way. I know how fucking Photoshop works.
I'll send it back. We'll take care of it.
We'll laminate it for you. I don't give a fuck.
I just laminated something the other day.
Yeah.
You know?
But I just, you know, this was brought to us, and I love that it's brought to us, and I love that people see these things, and people are waking up. And here's the thing. Maybe in the grand scheme of things, this is backfire on people anyways, because it's going to wake people up.
Let's spread some shit, too, real quick, before I forget.
Yeah.
This originally came across somebody's desk, the person that gave it to us, the Overwatch character Hammond,
mm-hmm,
plural Hammonds,
yeah,
from a tweet. And I found the tweet.
Mm-hmm.
I went back to the dude's page, and it's a QAnon researcher.
Yeah.
Or I guess that's what they call themselves. I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
Whatever. But it's a QAnon guy who's constantly posting things. And I'm never going to say that it's all wrong, because a broken clock's right twice a day.
But I've accused QAnon of being a large scale. It's the conspiracy theory equivalent of, I was talking about the SCP Foundation.
Yeah.
Where a group of people collectively get together and write stories about this fictitious organization.
Right. I'm 98 to 2 on that. you know?
Yeah. But like I said, a broken clock is right twice a day.
I'm sitting over here, David Duchovny, drinking my coffee with the I Want to Believe poster behind me.
With Pornhub loaded in the with background. With
a crippling porn addiction. and anyway, this post that this guy, he put up, it said, mention this lady's name, basically, and you will be removed from whatever platform you posted on. It says, she's an unpostable person. This is a QAnon information dump. Enjoy the rabbit hole. And then he put a numerical code up for, like, A is 1, B is 2, C is 3. And then it had a series of numbers. And then at the bottom it said first name, last name. And you put the numbers together with that code, and it's
Somerset Belanoff.
Somerset Belanoff.
So, that being said, we're about to put that to the test. Because this episode is going to go live. And at first, when I first kind of believed this shit, I was like, we probably shouldn't put her name on there because we don't want to get taken down.
I was so deep in the belief that I almost thought about not mentioning her name. Or putting like a Bummerset Selenoff.
Yeah. I believe now, like, this is the test. I want to throw this into the fucking...
I mean, it could also be a thing that they've made that's a LARP that they ban people for.
Yeah, like, what if this PSYOP is so big that they will take our video down because they want to try to reinforce
the illusion.
The illusion.
Yeah.
Like, and let me tell you, like, I got to give mad props for that. Yeah. Like, you know?
I mean, they did a really good job. They had me fooled for a while.
Yeah.
But I'm...
Max Egan brought you back.
Yeah. Love my Max.
Yeah.
And we're back.
So, basically how this breaks down is I feel like this is a well-made...
The best made, perhaps, PSYOP of our generation.
But I think that's where the problems begin to lie, because it's so perfect and clean.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, they even have quotes from famous leaders that if you post these quotes in, you can only find them on this website.
You think?
My favorite one probably is from Vladimir Putin. And he said, I fear only three things in this world: Lady Belanoff, illness, and death, in that order. another one was from David Rockefeller. See, they put these people that have been called in the question before, right? Lady Somerset Belanoff taught me the value of letting go of my pride and wisdom of respectfully retreat so you can live another day. When I'm asked, to what do you attribute your extraordinary long life? My response is always the same. I have the good fortune to remain in the good graces of Countess Somerset Belanoff.
Fuck off with your fake ass quote.
Yeah. And then I love they put a Donald Trump one in there, too.
No shit. I didn't see that one.
Smart, tough lady. And we've had very good conversations. Very productive. It's a great partnership and will accomplish great things. Very great things.
Her dick energy is huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
But, and then there's one quote from her about talking about how the time she met Lucifer and how that he's a third-rate demonic entity who relies on his biblical fame and attempt to hold on to power. The pathetic fool once offered to give me the world on a silver platter in return for my immortal soul. I told him I had already have the world, I have the silver platter, and I have no need for his silly trinkets. I told him if he annoyed us further, I would take his eyes out, and he left. I was 13 years old, but at that age, I already understood you have to stand your ground with these dark buggers. I learned it from the old ghosts of Glamis. They were the best teachers.
Man, buggers, though. Can you use that? We had to edit that word out.
I mean, probably Pornhub will take it down.
Fuck them.
Man. I mean, I don't think it matters what we say. Pornhub's always going to take our shit down.
I'm going to put it up anyway. Last time they took it down after 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
They're quick on the draw.
You can't even. I'm pretty sure the episode was longer than 45 minutes, bro.
Yeah.
For you to get the notification, click the video, and find the thing, and then do all the proper change. Shut the fuck up.
They don't even care, dude.
No. That's so crazy that the last bastion of freedom should have been Pornhub, and they fucked us first.
I want to see. Hold on. Let me pull something up real quick. This would be a good bellwether as to whether there is any legitimacy to this at all. According to that quote came from a documentary called, let's see, I'll put in Big Black Cock Documentary.
I meant to say this earlier when we were talking about Pete Buttigieg, but that meme that Brother Elmo gifted me in the form of a text he sent me, and then I put it on paper with Buttigieg kissing his husband or whatever. It said, it was a BBC picture that they had taken of him and his husband kissing on the pulpit or wherever they were, and it said, Big Black Cock News says, Pete Buttigieg putting the cock in caucus. And it gave me a triple lull, you know? Yeah.
Okay, so here's the thing. It's getting it confused. Because there was a very good movie. A good movie called There Will Be Blood. But that was a drama. Starring Daniel Day-Lewis. I suggest if you haven't watched
it. I bet it's not on there because they removed it because it talked about her. You think?
See, I'm just not finding this documentary. I mean, you would think... Yeah, this nope.
Shut up, bitch.
You think, okay, you put in BBC documentary, There Will Be Blood.
Yeah.
Logically speaking, the first thing that should come up...
Within the first page or two. Yeah, for sure.
But everything is about the movie that I was just talking about. There is not a single mention. Like, I go down the page. Shouldn't there be some sort of mention of that documentary eventually?
It was removed because it touched the truth and went the truth out.
But all they're talking about is that fictional.
I'm not going to downplay censorship. I mean, they will censor the shit out of some shit, but it's another example that's just constantly happening over and over again with this shit.
If somebody has an actual copy of this BBC, this Big Black Cock documentary, There Will Be Blood, please send it to me.
Ease at which you say Big Black Cock with no laughter or smile. Make me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, I don't know why, but it just rolls off the tongue, you know?
Yeah, it does.
But, the thing is, like, if you could source, if any of you out there can source me any documentation of this woman beyond the pages Who Is Somerset Belanoff and Glamis Calling.
That's been created, you know, with a reasonable amount of time instead of in the last 6 months or a year.
I'll mail you a cookie.
A special cookie.
But because that's the thing, like, and it just seems it's too perfect. That's the problem.
Yeah,
too perfect.
I bet this is the first time that they allowed AI to create a conspiracy.
Yeah, right.
How crazy would that be? Because you know they're always talking about like AI is being tried with creating art, creating music, creating faces. Like this might be the first AI conspiracy.
I always love those things where they punch a bunch of shit into an algorithm or an AI and make it write something.
The commercials?
Like, it ate, like the Olive Garden commercial, it ate all the bread. John ate all the breadsticks ever. Every last breadstick. Oh, no. But you're right. It could be, because it's just, like, there's too much.
I just wonder how long this conspiracy will continue. Like, we looked at it for, what you say, a week? Roughly a week. And I think we were on board for about 6.5 days, roughly.
Yeah.
And then we broke it. We cracked the code. We put it down. We brought you everything we found. And
There was always skepticism there, though. It's not like there wasn't.
No, it was a good one. It was a really good one.
Yeah.
Because
we didn't.
But how long are some of these shows going to go on where they just keep it going?
Yeah.
Like this bitch. You know, they're going to keep following the updates. Of Somerset Belanoff. Like, shut up.
We're going to get some Q poster that's just going to fucking take a big shit on our face,
too. That's fine. I mean, he can go out in his front yard and take down his fucking Stand With Israel sign and his fucking right under... Or no, it's probably a flag. It's a flag under the American flag.
Yeah.
You know, next to his prominent... You know, if it was Ohio a few years ago, it would have been a banner sign.
I tell you what, anybody out there who's into this kind of LARP, you know, I got one that's probably more fun, I'd imagine. I wouldn't do it myself, but... You know, you buy yourself like $1,000 replica medieval tent and some replica armor and a foam sword, and you go LARP in a field with people where they fight with swords and shit. I bet you that shit is toy.
And then you picture yourself walking with somebody like you just got out of a field of battle and you're carrying an ice mountain gallon of water.
Oh, my God.
Silly bitch.
Yeah. That makes me thirsty right now. I hope
there's spells, too. Magic spells.
Lightning bolt. Lightning.
Bitch. Yeah. Can you do me a Google search real quick?
Yeah, let's see what we got here.
I have to do our regular shout out to the Condor real quick. Did I say Google again?
You did say Google.
Fuck.
What were you looking for?
DuckDuckGo.
Okay.
We're on a very fuck Google train if you haven't gleaned that yet.
DuckDuckGo.
That's a real good boy. That's a search engine boy. How many cases of that beer disease have happened in Israel? To them, you all sound like a fast typer because all that dead space is gone.
Yeah. Like, goddamn, he clicked that real good. Oh, update. Holy shit. When was this? Two cases.
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess if this they're real.
From Jewish Press on 26th. So that was week 2 weeks ago.
I bet they're, I mean, I don't know. Never mind.
Get out of my face.
Pop-ups.
No, no.
It's crazy now that pop-ups in 2020 come to your inbox and your phone.
Yeah.
Like your awesome? Text box.
Now it's going to, you know, now that I typed on the website, the Jewish Press, I'm going to get all sorts of Stand With Israel shit on my Facebook page, so. Probably. And Instagram for that matter.
They are the chosen people after all.
Yeah, apparently two cases.
I guess that's either bullshit just so they could not get caught not having any cases for the longest time.
I do have a question, though. Why was a Chinese agricultural worker in Israel?
It's a good question.
Seems to be these two cases were non-Israeli people. Yes, non-Israeli people.
Neat.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wanted to tell a story, too, real quick of Oxford University. There was a Battle Bun Fitness on Instagram that was over that way at a hospital for a time.
Yeah.
And spoke with a nurse because it all happened right after the news story broke about some of the Oxford students being suspected of having it. And they were being checked and they were self-quarantining, right?
Yeah.
I want to say at the time it was three. Ended up being seven that they tested. Huh. Well, at the time of that stint in the hospital, she inquired with a nurse as to the status of those individuals. And the nurse responded with that there was one confirmed case, but that it wasn't in the hospital. Miami had their own quarantine unit, and they were trying to keep it in-house and hush-hush.
Huh.
We already talked about this?
I think so, yes.
Okay. So, a few days later, the news story came out in all the local affiliates that all of the people that were tested came back negative. But someone I talked to in the Factory of Sadness the other day, his brother goes to Miami and was friends with two of those individuals. One of them drives a Maserati. You know, they're rich people from that province and that country over in the continent of Asia.
East Asia.
One drove a Maserati, the other one drove a Lambo.
Jesus wept.
Right. I mean, but it's money.
Yeah.
It's like Harvard for dummies. But, he said that after they got tested, shortly after, they left. But their cars remained. They remain to this day in the parking lot collecting dust.
You said it was a Lambo and a Maserati?
Pretty soon, there are going to be two stolen cars from Oxford.
Holy shit, I got a Lambo, dog.
Man, that Patreon must be doing well.
Man, I got all that Patreon scrilling, you know.
I would drive a Kia. I'm not a rich man.
Well, you know,
even if I had money.
Yeah.
But it's interesting to me, and it raises questions because you have a massive outbreak of a confirmed creation from Canada, and it was stolen and taken to that area and released for whatever reason. But yet you have very low numbers in our country, right?
Yeah.
We have a suspected case in Columbus right now that they're looking at.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering if they came back positive and then they were black-sided.
Unprofessional. I thought I'd turn that off.
But that's a nightmare scenario that might be unfolding right now. We've talked before about the FEMA camps.
Yeah.
Camp FEMA is an excellent documentary on YouTube.
Apparently, those facilities in China and East Asia that they built over, like, in the course of two weeks.
Oh, the hospitals that they built in record time that actually look like prisons?
Yeah, apparently they are like more like prisons.
In that documentary, Camp FEMA, they talk about this prefab company that makes these concrete or shotcrete, and that's just the difference in the density with added rebar. But they're like Lego blocks. And they're cells that you can stack on one another.
That's awesome.
Yeah, for a totalitarian government.
Exactly, yeah.
they also have Constantine wire that you can roll out of the back of an S-10 and roughly cover a Walmart parking lot front to back in 45 minutes with a double or triple layer Constantine wire. So I'm not saying that that's going on, but I think that if it is going on, it would make a lot of sense for the camps that we've already got. You can go to DuckDuckGo image search and find, if you type in, I think it's FEMA camp locations in the United States, and you'll be shocked to see how close they are to your house. So that's something to keep an eye on.
coming to a region near you.
We don't have confirmed cases because they don't exist anymore.
Yeah.
Blacksite.com.
And I think that about wraps us up for the show today.
It does.
Yeah. So, let me take another 25 minutes to talk to you about how you should go over, and we're going to beg you for money.
Yeah, we're going to beg for money because we hate our jobs.
Yeah.
And we want to do this full time because we enjoy looking at the things that they're trying to control your mind with, mm-hmm. and we like to break them down.
Let me try to produce some fake tears real quick.
Yeah.
Please give us money. No, but if you want to, you can go over to our Patreon.
If you like what we're about, give us some money. I mean, if not, that's cool. Share our stuff. It's fine. Just
Patreon.com/bonesandtubs.
It's just a matter of sharing is caring.
Yeah, and get the word out there of our podcast. And if you want to make contact with us, we're always on Instagram.
Instagram.com/bonesandtubs.
You want a long chain, long form email?
Gmail. bonesandtubs@gmail.com.
I guess you could add us on Twitter.
I mean, if more people do, I will talk to them.
Yeah.
Twitter @bonestubs. And
that's about it, because we're not going to plug Facebook anymore.
No. I'm going to delete my account.
Good.
The page might disappear also. So head on over to Instagram.com/bonesandtubs.
I'm still linked to it. So, okay. But we'd like to thank you all for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show. We want you to go out there and find this work for yourself. I know a lot of you trust us, but we want you to do the diligence. Plus, here's the thing. At the end of the day, I mean, I recommend movies because if I like them and I think they're good, mm-hmm. I'll recommend them, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And this is a good LARP.
It's the great LARP.
You will find enjoyment out of it.
Even if you think it's fake from the get-go, just from hearing this show, and this is the first time you've heard about it, you'll still get an uncomfortable butthole listening to some of those songs.
Yeah.
Or reading some of that information.
But we hope you enjoyed the show. We hope you have a good week. We hope to see you next week. And between now and then, you guys stay safe.
If this is the first time you've ever heard the show, or you think we just want your money, we want you to know we don't. Unless you want to give it to us. And we love you.
We really do.
The bad thing about being honest, the straightforward, and doing that is people know where you stand, and they try to take advantage of you. They take advantage of your good nature. They take advantage of the fact that they know that you're a good guy, you are a straight shooter, and that you're not going to retaliate on them when they fuck you. Well, folks, most of the time, I believe that's probably true. But God built me to be here to prove to you that what you have been doing for God knows how many years is wrong. You picked on the wrong man. I'm not tough.
You hear that?
I'm not that strong.
They rolled up in all black, yeah. Windows have cracked, yeah. Scoping out the scene before they attack. Had they on bad guys in most people's eyes. Most trust them with their life cause they got a badge and tie. Gifted a position given to them by a system that set it all up to put the kids into prison. This is non-fiction, non-violence, and just listen. They got a mission to imprison your mind and soul. This ain't nothing new, but we survive what we're sold. And don't believe in ourselves, but believe what we're told. And we're all molded by a machine that gets in your dreams. It can get in your gut and kill your self-esteem. And I've been scolded and told who I should be, but I'll never conform. I was born to be free. It's a setup and never let up. From the cradle to the grave, they got you in a cage. It's a setup, so keep your head up, cause they're selling all that doubt with every word out the mouth. It's a setup and never let up. From the cradle to the grave, they got you in a cage. It's a setup, so keep your head up, cause they're selling all that doubt with every word out the mouth. Giving numbers of birth, yeah, that's a fact. Deny it if you want, but I'll do the math. I face facts and understand how to overstand the plan with my mind intact. And I got more than a plan, I got hope and belief, dreams and faith. And know damn well that's what they want to take. It's a weapon, it's a weapon. Fear is aggression, and they plant it in our minds to the point we can't find a way out, a way in. And anywhere you go, you'll see a many men over there and everywhere. They're armed and prepared to do whatever it takes. They don't play fair, that's a jump out boys with the plastic toys draped in all black, ready to bring the noise. A setup and never let up. From the cradle to the grave, they got you in a cage. It's a setup, so keep your head up, cause they're selling all that doubt with every word out the mouth. It's a setup and never let up. From the cradle to the grave, they got you in a cage. It's a setup, so keep your head up, cause they're selling all that doubt with every word out the mouth.